A blessing and groundbreaking ceremony was conducted for Kahauiki Village, located off Nimitz Highway between Keihi Lagoon Park and Sand Island. The village will provide permanent housing for homeless families and is the vision of Dwayne Kurisu, who grew up in Hakalau on the Big Island and is the founder of the nonprofit IO Foundation.
My brother growing up would say, geez, you know, maybe we would have been homeless ourselves without growing up in a plantation camp. Because rent for my mother and father was $23 a month. Water was a dollar a month or a dollar a year, I can't remember. And we all lived comfortably. And we could say that even if our houses didn't look too nice, at least we can say we lived with dignity.
Kurisu says the state, county, private companies, and the military will donate money, materials, time, and services to build 150 one- and two-bedroom modular homes. When completed, the village will house more than 600 adults and children, half of the homeless families on Oahu. The state turned over the 11-acre parcel to the city and county of Honolulu, and Mayor Kirk Caldwell added additional resources.
We took the land from the state through an executive order, and then we leased it to IO Foundation at a dollar a year. And then we contributed $3.6 million in terms of infrastructure improvement, sewer lines, water lines, and we put it in for them. And we're ready to even do more to make sure that this is a complete and absolute success.
The modular building units come from Japan, where they were used to provide shelter for the 2011 Japan tsunami victims. Institute for Human Services Executive Director Connie Mitchell says IHS will screen the families and oversee case management and social services.
We're looking for families who are motivated, who are working. We are looking right now for the ones that have younger children, you know, more so. But, you know, anybody who's very motivated, we want them to have a chance.
Village residents will be offered jobs and a child care center will be built. Rent will range from $900 a month for a two-bedroom to $725 for a one-bedroom. The rent includes water, electricity, gas, and Wi-Fi. Governor David Ige says the state is committed to partner in this project to provide stability for the homeless.
I think the fundamental importance is that this is not emergency shelters. This is permanent supportive housing that people can call home, that we can provide additional services that will allow them to become contributing members in our community.
The first of 30 units with photovoltaic electricity is scheduled for completion and move-in by the end of the year. Kurisu says the plantation-style village will provide a new beginning.
It's a dream come true, hopefully, for those who maybe felt powerless and disenfranchised. We want children to see a brighter future for themselves and to be able to live with dignity.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.